Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the spoken edition of Wired.
No GPS? A DIY radio transmitter can help you navigate, by Rhett Allaine. Suppose you traveled back in time, say 40,000 years into the past, and then you got stuck. What would you do? How would you rebuild all the stuff that you like? That's the premise of the book, How to Invent Everything, A Survival Guide for the Stranded Time Traveler by Ryan North. Without getting into the nitty-gritty details, it gives you the idea of how things like an electric motor or Wi-Fi work. The book is sort of like a cross between my favorite YouTube channel, Primitive Technology, and the comic XKCD. It's both interesting and funny. Now for some physics. One of the things that's sort of awesome about this book is that the author makes these interesting connections. My favorite has to do with navigating. I mean, if you are stuck in the past, you might actually want to travel, but you won't have your smartphone with you. Even if you did bring your phone, you wouldn't have GPS satellites to help you locate your position. You'd need to use your own navigation methods. Historically, humans were able to navigate with two instruments, a sextant and a clock. A sextant is used to measure the altitude of the celestial North Pole so you can determine your latitude. The clock is needed to measure the difference between local noon and Greenwich Mean Time, so you can get your longitude. Yes, that's really how it works. There are details on Wired.com if you're interested. But how would you build these on your own? The sextant is pretty simple. It's just a tool for measuring angles. The clock, on the other hand, that's not so easy. I don't think I could build an accurate clock from scratch, even if I knew exactly how it works. It's not that difficult conceptually. If the clock is so difficult to make, then don't make it. That is the idea from Ryan North. And it's brilliant. Instead, he suggests that it would be easier to make a radio and use that for navigation. If you can build a radio transmitter, you won't need a clock. The key part of using a clock for navigation is to know the difference between local noon, when the sun is at its highest point, and noon in Greenwich or any other reference location. If you have a radio, you can just broadcast the time from Greenwich and compare that to your local time. Boom! You just found out where you are. You didn't even need to wind up a pocket watch. Now you're thinking, but isn't a radio even more complicated than a clock? Nope. The clock needs precision and accuracy in the building process. If you understand physics, you can make a crude radio, no problem. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a radio using just the simplest supplies I can find. Of course, there are some prerequisites. If you are stuck in the past, you are going to need to invent some other things first. Here's what you need. None of these are terribly difficult. Copper wire. I guess it doesn't have to be copper, but you will need some metal wire. This shouldn't be too difficult once you get a good forge going. A battery. If you have two different types of metals and an acid, you can make a battery. It's that easy. In fact, you can even make a battery from several pennies. Again, go to wired.com. You can find out how. A ferromagnetic material like iron. A radio receiver. I know this seems like cheating, but it's not that difficult to build. Again, go to wired.com and you can learn how to make one. There are other ways to do this that might be easier, but the bottom line is it's possible to make one. That's pretty much all you need. Even a stranded time traveler could eventually figure out these things. Okay, on to the transmitter. Now, on wired.com, I do have a short video to show you my build, but let me just explain how it works. It's a type of spark gap transmitter. Yes, there is a spark, but it's difficult to see on my video, trust me. Let's go over each part. First, there is the battery. You can build this yourself from scratch. The wire coming out of the battery goes to my paperclip-based switch, such that when you push it down, the thing turns on. From there, the wire goes to a nail in the wood that presses up against a steel plate that's bendable. The other end of the steel plate is connected to a coil of wire with nails inside to make an electromagnet, which then goes back to the battery. When you push down on the switch, electric current runs through everything. In the electromagnet, the current creates a magnetic field that pulls on the steel plate. When the plate gets pulled, it loses contact with the nail and everything shuts off. With no current, there is no longer a magnetic field, and the metal plate moves back into contact with the nail. Everything repeats, and that's what causes a buzzing noise. But that buzzing noise is not the radio transmission. The radio waves are produced by the tiny spark that occurs when the metal plate loses contact with the nail. Since there is an electric current in the coil of the wire, the electromagnet, this creates a magnetic field. When the current shuts off, there is a rapid change in the magnetic field, and it is this change in the magnetic field that creates a large voltage. The voltage is large enough to break down air and turn it into a conductor. This is the spark. Since sparks produce very short and very high electric fields, they also produce electromagnetic waves. It is these electromagnetic waves that are the radio waves for this transmitter. And that is the spark gap transmitter. Could you make this even better? Absolutely. A bigger battery always helps. Also, you could add an antenna to radiate the waves more efficiently. Finally, you could add a step-up transformer, essentially another coil of wire that takes the initial voltage and ramps up even higher for bigger sparks. Yes, I am going to build this soon. But be careful. It's fine for a time traveler stuck in the past to build and use a spark gap transmitter, but they aren't a good idea anymore. Because of the nature of the spark, this produces radio waves on a broad spectrum of frequencies. That makes it easier to pick up the signal, but it also means that only one person can use this radio at a time. If there were two spark gap transmitters in the same area, you could only hear the more powerful one. Still, it's better and easier than making a clock.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.